What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are doing things a little bit differently here at Dare to Be Iconic, because if you don't know Radiant Icons, at the end of this month, on March 27th to be exact, we are celebrating 2 years of the podcast, 2 years of spilling the tea together. So I thought, what is a more iconic way to start the celebration early than looking back at the top six everyday icons who have shared their story, who have spilled the tea with us here at Dare to Be Iconic. But before we get into that, Radiant Icons, I dare you to join me on Sunday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern for our first masterclass of 2026. Break up with the past, fall in love with the future. We are daring to turn our pain into power together in this masterclass. This is definitely something you do not want to miss. So make sure to secure your seat today because spots are limited. You can do that by going to daretobeiconic.com under the empowerment events section or clicking the link in the show notes below. I can't wait to see you there. So let's get to that piping hot tea, Radiant Icons. Are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it's starting now. The first iconic moment that we are looking back on today, Radiant Icons, has to go to the one, the only, the ever so iconic Miss Carly Robin. It is no secret that Carly is one of my favorite romance authors. I just adore her and her work, specifically how she writes fierce and complex female leads in her books. And so let's just take a listen to what Carly has to say.
One thing that I resonated a lot with in your writing is the badass female protagonists that you write. They are real, they are complex, they are just so authentic. So how have you approached writing such badass female characters in this male-dominated sports space?
I definitely, all of the females have a backbone.
Yes, they do.
And I think all, and I'll speak to like Drive Me Home, even though it's not out yet, but all of the main female characters, they're still figuring out like what they're doing in life, whether it's like Ella and what's next, or Josie, is she happy? And Charlotte just graduated and she's like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, they're all figuring out their lives, but they're all still so comfortable and confident in their own skin, so that like no matter what situation they're thrown in, they know who they are, and that kind of helps guide them. And I think that's what helps, because you're being thrown into this like insanely fast-paced sport with like really intense people and really high stakes. So them kind of knowing where they stand within themselves helps them stand up to people if need be.
I love that. I have seen that through both Drive Me Crazy and Drive Me Wild. I obviously haven't read Drive Me Home yet. I know by the time this airs, Radiant Icons, yes, I'm looking straight at the camera. I know the book will be out and I will link it in the show notes below, but at this time I have not read it yet, but you know I've already ordered it. Anyway, going into Drive Me Crazy real quick with Ella, I personally, Drive Me Crazy is my favorite book of the series so far, and I wanted to ask, Drive Me Crazy has a lot of heavy plot lines, specifically the SA plot line. And I wanted to know, why did you decide to include that in Ella's story? And how were you able to balance that heavier subject matter with the lighter aspects, such as the romance and sport, so on and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's important when you have those heavy topics and you're writing like a rom-com, you have to balance it. And it's figuring out how to make these characters dynamic and how to make them face issues, but not let it define them. So I think Blake really struggled with anxiety, and like he felt very stuck because he felt like his anxiety kind of owned him. He didn't want to put himself in situations, whereas Ella was kind of like escaping hers and trying not to think about it at all, but showing that like they can still both live full, very happy lives despite like these circumstances or things that they might be dealing with. And I think you know, having Ella with the essay plot line, she went from one male dominated field to another one, and how, you know, she kind of persevered and found her footing within that.
And I think the most important theme that I've gotten from that is that it's not to allow anything to define your narrative. You are completely in control of it. From one badass to the next, let's talk about our second iconic moment, Radiant Icons. And that goes to my girl, Katie, from Race Tips, actually formerly known as Race Tips. Her business is now called My Lady Katie, so make sure to check it out. But oh my goodness, the power of social media. If it wasn't for me sliding into Katie's DMs, we would not have the friendship of Katie and I today. Like, genuinely, honestly, like, thank you, Formula One. Thank you, Instagram. Like, thank you so much for one of the best friendships in my life. What I love the most about my friendship with Katie and this particular tea time sesh is that we can have these heart-to-heart conversations and really talk about the nitty-gritty of life, about embracing change, about not being afraid to pivot, and just trusting the journey. So let's listen to Katie.
You have to fake it till you make it. And like, whatever you tell yourself, like, you are. Like, if you want to be a bad bitch, like, you're a bad bitch. If you want to be a girl boss, you're a girl boss. If you want to be a
period, yes,
a mom, be a mom. Like, it's whoever you tell yourself is who you can be. And so keeping that in mind. But I also think that I'm confident in my decisions, because I know I'm grounded in what I mentioned earlier of like, I can always change.
Yeah.
And I think often, again, like, a lot of us keep ourselves from being confident or like making quick decisions because we're like, oh my God, this could change my life and it could never go back.
Yes. And it's like the fear of the unknown is really debilitating, yeah. You know?
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, like, we can just return back to square one. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think returning to like ground zero is failure.
I was literally just thinking that, Katie. Oh my
God.
And
it's not.
Yes.
It is absolutely not. It is, I look at it as like, okay, I get to start fresh. Like this, yes. Whether it's like, I don't know, like you're working on a work presentation and they're like, oh, this isn't going the right way. Or you move somewhere, or I don't know, you dye your hair pink. Like,
yeah. Start from the beginning.
You can mm-hmm. go back. And like, that's a whole new opportunity to like start fresh, recreate. Like, that presentation could look nothing like it did the first time.
Exactly. But you've got that,
and you've got that freedom to make it now whatever you want it to be.
Katie's words ring so true, Radiant Icons, because there is so much power in embracing change, trusting the journey, and breaking free from expectations, which actually leads me to our next iconic moment. Our next iconic moment goes to a Radiant Icon who is so near and dear to my heart, and that is the lovely Agatha. Agatha was our first everyday icon for season 2. Oh my goodness. All the way back in November of 2024, Radiant Icons. And Agatha is so amazing. She is living out the Dare to Be Iconic message by breaking free from expectations like we spoke about in Katie's little tea time sesh, right? But with Agatha, she truly is choosing herself and becoming her own icon because she knows that daring to be yourself is the most powerful act you can do. She is living out what it means to dare to be iconic. So let's listen to Agatha.
So by gaining that perspective on how your mom was coming about that, right, of suggesting heavily, oh, I want you to go down this path, by gaining that new perspective of where your mom came from and the lessons you've gained from that, how has that influenced and impacted your healing journey and transformative journey of embracing your iconic self?
I think that I realized that, okay, now it's the time for me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to actually plan the future for myself. Because, okay, like, she changed her mind. She's actually going to support me. So now I can plan my dream life ahead. And if she supports me now after all that she has to go with me through my teenage years and childhood, I think that she's going to support me in everything I do. So I started planning, content creating. I've become a radiant icon. I try to search for how can I express my voice and how can I express what I love the most. So I love Formula One. I love geography. I love many other things. I have many other hobbies and yeah. I'm trying to find a way to actually tell the world, hey, I'm here. I still exist. I do this, this, and this, and I'm totally happy about it. And you're not going to stop me from doing that.
Period. Because you're building the future that you want for yourself and you're breaking free.
Yeah. One Direction said, nobody can drag me down.
Nobody can drag you down, point blank and period.
Period.
Point blank, One Direction needs to come back as of like right now. So leading with that, our last question, what is one iconic insight that you want to leave with the Radiant Icon community?
I think my iconic insight is actually meeting Amanda.
I want to cry again. It's so sweet.
I did a reel on Instagram that I'm creating a group chat for F1 woman fans. Mm-hmm. And like female fans, and she, like, the time you popped up in the group chat, it felt more lively. It's just the energy you have, like the aura all around you. It just brings positivity and joy into my life, and actually doing this thing with you, it was one of the events that I looked up to the most. I was just looking forward to be actually recording that with you, talking to you, and I can't wait for this episode to be released so I can prove myself that I'm capable of doing such things as like being a guest in Amanda's podcast or any other podcast. I can actually be a content creator. I can actually manage studies and content creating. I can have international friends and I can talk in English daily, which me at like 10 year old, I wouldn't even think that I would continue my English learning journey. And I'm actually proud of myself. I'm proud of you and I'm proud of anyone else who has understood that they need to take a few deep breaths and figure everything out on their own. But it doesn't mean that you're alone if you have to figure out things on your own. If you figure out things on your own, you actually are in the best position because you don't have any influence from anyone else and you can figure out what you want for yourself. So actually, I'm proud of you. Any icon who is listening or watching us right now, I'm proud of you.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, Radiant Icons. Every time I listen to Agatha's Tea Time Sesh, I get emotional. I get emotional because it's crazy as a founder to see the impact and hear the impact your work, right, your baby has made on someone else's life and on their journey of daring to be themselves. Agatha has been living out the Dare to Be Iconic message, and it is an honor and a privilege to be a part of that journey for her. And I'm just so incredibly proud of her. And I'm so incredibly proud of you guys as well, because I would not be able to keep on going on this mic and spilling the tea about my life if it wasn't for you guys. If it wasn't for you guys listening in and applying the lessons that I'm sharing to your lives and then sharing back with me how Dare to Be Iconic has helped you and impacted you. So thank you for inspiring me to keep on going. Now, we're only in the middle and I'm not going to cry. So we're going to go to the next iconic moment so I don't cry in the middle of this episode. So, oh my God, it wouldn't be a tea time sesh if there weren't tears in my eyes, Radiant Icons. Things never change. 2 years of spilling tea and I'm still crying. Anyway, let's talk about our next iconic moment. Our next iconic moment
goes to Miss Allison Renee. Allison's episode was all about the beauty of healing and evolving, and oh, how so beautiful that tea time sesh was. It was so, so healing because we were talking about mental health and healing and overcoming comparison, and that is something that honestly, right here, right now, as I'm recording this tea time sesh, I'm struggling so hard with, and this is a nice reminder to remind myself that I really need to stop comparing. And I hope you guys listen to that too, Radiant Icons. So let's listen to Allison.
So how do you take that into daring to be iconic in your everyday life with your platform Evolving Allison?
That's a very good question because you happen to be in front of an audience on social media.
And yeah, exactly.
So many opinions. Like, it is crazy. So daring to be iconic in that way is not caring about those comments, not caring about even the people around you, like your friends and family. Oh, she's recording on camera. Like, who does she think she is? Mm-hmm. It's daring to be iconic. And I have a message to say to my followers, like, through my platforms. And it's focusing on that and not the outside voices. Just, I'm here for a purpose. I'm showing up for a purpose.
Yes. Because you know in your heart it was there for a reason. So why not take that risk on yourself and keep building that community and using your voice?
Exactly.
How do you remain emotionally vulnerable online by also taking care of yourself?
When people have a platform and they have people that look up to them, you kind of put on your best behavior by default. Mm-hmm. You want to show that everything's okay because you're there to take care of others and the other people on the other side of the screen. But sometimes people forget we are people as well with yes. emotions, and we behind the scenes, like we could whip out the camera and like be the happiest person, but be dealing with something behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really about finding that balance. It's not like we want to hide it, but I think it's more important to actually show that mm-hmm. like that is our, that's why I'm not afraid to cry on social media. That's why I'm not afraid to like express anger. I don't have to be some like positive person all the time. And that in itself is self-care. It is admitting that I am allowed to feel sad in front of an audience. And that is like helping connect people at the same time. So I think that's just really self-care in itself.
There truly is something so powerful with leaning into and embracing your vulnerability. And that reminds me of actually our next iconic moment, Radiant Icons. And that goes to Miss Ella, the founder of the Motorsports Girlies, or known at the time of that tea time sesh, the F1 Girlies. In my tea time sesh with Ella, we spilled the tea on how you can dare to embrace your inner fangirl, because there is nothing more vulnerable than unapologetically loving the sport or whatever it is you love so loudly and so boldly when the internet and the world wants to tell you to shrink. There is nothing more vulnerable than being yourself. So let's get into it.
I think it's so interesting that a little word like fangirl can create so much like negative chaos.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know who was like, you know what, let's pick this term as a term to demean a whole bunch of young women who just love something, whether you're a fangirl of F1, fangirl of Taylor Swift, fangirl of anything, right? Like, that was the term that they decided, oh, let's use that against them.
Yes, it's so like, just hearing the word fangirl brings me back to this era of just being a teenage girl who is being judged. That just always brings me back. It's incredible how much power just a small word has on an entire generation of girls who are just trying to have interests.
It's really the female fans that bring all the good vibes. I mean, we bring the signs, we bring the cute merch. We make a space for ourselves when maybe F1 wasn't making spaces for us.
It's really not that hard to just include women in. Just do a tiny thing that makes you feel like you are seen and heard in that space. And honestly, I'm seeing that too with all the makeup brands sponsoring liveries in sports. Honestly, that's like probably one of my favorite things so far, because people are not realizing how much makeup brands can bring to a sport They yes. are an amazing sponsor.
We cannot look back at some of our most iconic moments of the pod without going back to our very first Everyday Icon interview. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I knew I was going to cry. The next tea time sesh that I'm about to share, Radiant Icons, means so much to me because you truly are nothing in life without a really good friend. And I am extremely lucky and fortunate to have so many good friends, like a handful of good friends. But there's always one friend in particular that I think of when I think of the evolution of Dare to Be Iconic. Because she was there from the very beginning. And that's my friend Melina. Oh God. Sorry, you guys. Melina was the second person I ever told about Dare to Be Iconic to. And I truly cannot imagine my life or this journey without her and her support. The reason why you see all these beautiful podcast cover arts or all the beautiful photos on the website is because of her and her belief in me and my dream, which is Dare to Be Iconic. And it was an honor and a privilege to have her as my first guest on Dare to Be Iconic. So obviously, sorry, you guys, I'm like crying so much, but thank God I didn't wear makeup for this recording, y'all. But she just means a lot to me. And we couldn't look back at our most iconic moments without mentioning the people that mean the most to you, right? She's one of them. So, in our very first interview, like, oh my God. So, let's listen to Melina.
Like, oh, when I went through my first, I guess both breakups, right? Like, the amount of outpouring love and support that I had from everyone. Like, I remember you showing up to, I was working at a theme park here in Orlando as a performer. And, like, I remember you showing up and how much that made my night.
Oh.
Like, it was such a hard time for me. I didn't know what
I remember.
Going on.
I remember.
And, like,
that.
You showed up. And you, I think you were trying to surprise me, but then you were like, I need your set time. So please.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's just crazy things like that. Or, like, even throughout Melina, like, our friendship, which is something I'm so grateful for, is how you've
me too.
Always shown up. Don't make me cry, Melina. I'm going to cry. You always make me cry. But, like, every time I think of our friendship, I think of how you've always been there for me through thick and thin. Yeah. And how you've always supported me through everything. And it's friendships like yours that remind me that no matter how I feel, whether I'm, like, on top of the world or I'm, like, really...
No, I'm going to cry. God.
...depressy and all that. Not us tearing up. If you're not watching the YouTube version, you are really missing out on the little glimpse of tears that are showing up in our eyes.
Yep.
But it reminds me your girlfriends really can get you through anything, and that shows you who your true friends are.
Oh, I feel that so heavily. You know? They're just, like, necessary. I mean, we're social creatures and all that, but
yeah.
Female friendships, like, they really... Those real friends will be there for you no matter what. And it's so hard, especially with something like a breakup, especially your first one or a bad one. Like, you just need your friends around you to make that time easier and for them, someone to lean on during that time.
Yeah.
And I remember also my breakup, how important it was to have my friends around me, not just to distract me, but, you know, show me that, like, things are just going to be okay. I know, they're invaluable. They really are. I know we're gonna stay friends for like ever. I don't see us ever.
Yeah, you better not
going
leave
or separate.
I'm gonna find you. No,
exactly.
You're exactly. Stuck with me now, Melina, forever and always.
Hey, like, girl, we're gonna grow into old aunties, like rich aunties.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then
all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica. So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him and I won't let him kill me, so.
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
So now that I have stopped crying, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. It wouldn't be a Dare to Be Iconic tea time sesh if I was not crying, okay? Like, how truly iconic. We have to start off the celebration strong, and that always happens with a good cry. Or at least in my case, you always have to have a good cry, okay? There's so much power in embracing your vulnerability, like I said, Radiant Icons. Anyway, anywho. Oh my goodness, that's our tea time sesh. That is our tea time sesh, Radiant Icons. So if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? Say it with me, Radiant Icons. We love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I will never get tired of saying that. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for listening to the pod. And well, if you love the pod, because I know you do, you've listened to this entire episode, make sure to leave that review. Anyway, I will chat with y'all next week. For next week's Tea Time Sesh, we're doing a little episode rewind. You know it's that time of the month, and damn do I love it. We're going back to the second ever episode of Dare to Be Iconic, which actually talks about the relationship that I disclosed in the beginning of February, my dating violence relationship, also known as intimate partner violence relationship. It's really interesting seeing my growth and like the trajectory of it throughout the evolution of this podcast and my business, but particularly this podcast, because I would hint at it for so long of something not so great happening to me, and I would talk about it at certain points in my healing journey, and I would always dance around the actual word of what happened to me. That episode in particular, season one, episode two, oh my goodness, wow, that's a long ass time. That was just the beginning. That was just the beginning of me gaining strength and power in my voice so that we can get to the February 4th episode, Hot and Healing, How to Turn Your Pain into Power, where I disclosed about my relationship at length and shared an insight into what I've been dealing with for 9 years. I can't wait to look back at the beginning of this evolution for me. So thank you guys for being here. I love you all so much. So remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.